神要借着耶利米要做拔出、拆毁、毁坏、倾覆的工作。
God wants to do the work of rooting out and pulling down and destroying through Jeremiah.
那这是很难的工作。
This is a difficult work.
那这个工作其实就是悔改。
And this work is actually repentance.
所以悔改是很深的一门学问。
Repentance is a very deep knowledge.
那悔改的第一个步骤需要知道我到底有什么不对。
The first step of repentance is to know what we have done wrong.
那没有不对，我要改什么？
And what we need to change.
那如果没有不对，也没有改变，那我就是永远相同的我。
If we do not recognize that we are wrong and that we don't change anything, then we will always be the same.
那我们跟神的关系就永远停留在相同的阶段。
Then our relationship with God will always stay in the same level.
那要了解到底我们有什么不对。
In order to understand what is wrong with us,
有什么需要改进。
And what needs to be improved about us.
所以第一个，我们要先认定神。
The first is we must acknowledge God.
所以离开神就是罪。
That departing from God is sin.
所以圣经说这是恶。
The Bible says this is evil.
在第二章的十九节。
In chapter 12, verse 19.
最后说这乃是恶事，是苦事。
It says here that it is an evil and bitter thing.
神造人在亚当的时候。
God created man through Adam.
一切都是好的。
It was all good.
而且神赐福给人。
And God blessed men.
好的又加上祝福。
It's good and it's blessed.
所以伊甸园的生活就是最完美的。
Therefore, the life in the Garden of Eden is the most perfect.
那现在被赶出伊甸园。
But now that men have been cast out of the garden,
这个关系破裂了。
This relationship is wounded.
那苦就来到。
Then bitterness came.
你要汗流满面才得糊口。
We have to labor with sweat in order to be able to survive.
这是第一个苦，为着生活需要付出很多。
This is the first bitterness to give much to have life.
第二个，地要长出荆棘跟蒺藜来。
The second is that the ground would yield forth thorns and thistles.
所以在谋生的过程有很多的辛苦。
So while we are maintaining a livelihood, we encounter difficulties.
这不是神原来设计我们的生活。
This was not the original design of God.
这是因为我们离开神。
This is because we have departed from God.
那再来，我们看伊甸园外就很多坏事跑出来。
Moreover, we can see that outside of the Garden of Eden, there are much evil.
兄弟的仇恨相杀。
The hatred between brothers and murder.
也发生了。
All these happen.
那我们今天信主。
Today we believe in Christ Jesus.
在属灵上就是重新回到伊甸园。
It is as if we enter back into the Garden of Eden in the spiritual sense.
罪得赦免，跟神复合。
Our sins are forgiven and we have been reconciled to God.
但是如果我们生活再过一个离开神的生活。
But if we continue to lead a life away from God,
我就发现那个苦会再跑回来。
Then we will realize that the bitterness will come back.
那个苦从各种不同的方向跑回来。
The bitterness will come back in various ways.
因为离开神就失去了神的祝福。
Because departing from God, we are also away from the blessing of God.
就失去了神的应许。
We do not have the promise of God.
所以我们要了解神是我们的标准。
We need to understand that God is our standard.
有时候我们看到我们的下一代比我们好，我们都很高兴。
When we look at our next generation being better than us, we feel very happy.
神就是我们的父亲。
God is our father.
所以你想神在期待什么？
If you think about it, what does God really hope for?
当然没有一个人能够超过神。
Of course, no one can surpass God.
但是神是期待我们跟他一样。
But God hopes that we can be the same as Him.
所以才说要完全像天父一样。
Therefore, it is said that we must be like our Heavenly Father.
这是我们的标准。
This is our standard.
那在追求这个标准的过程，一个副产品就是神会看顾我们生活的需要。
In the process of pursuing after this, a byproduct is that God will look after our needs.
而不是因为为着解决生活的需要，我们去追求神的果、神的义。
It is not that in order to maintain our livelihood that we pursue the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
那我们跟神的关系有本质上的不同。
Our relationship with God has a different essence.
我们现在来看第二章，耶利米书第二章。
Let's refer to Jeremiah chapter 2.
整本圣经里面有一块肥皂在哪里？
In the entire Bible, there is a piece of soap. And where is that?
找找看。
You can look for it.
圣经里面有一块肥皂。
There's a piece of soap in the Bible.
第二章的二十二节。
In chapter 2, verse 22. 请读。For though you wash yourself with lye and use much soap, yet your iniquity is marked before me, says the Lord God.
肥皂要做什么？
What is a soap for?
肥皂要洗衣服。
Soap is to wash clothes.
那为什么衣服要洗？
Why do we need to wash clothes?
因为衣服是脏的嘛，所以要洗。
Because our clothes are dirty, so we need to wash them.
那这个地方说，我们有一个属灵的脏。
Here is us that we have spiritual filth.
就是罪孽的痕迹。
Which is the mark of iniquity.
那神用碱来做肥皂，洗不干净。
And God would use lye to wash us, but that is not enough.
那这个到底在讲什么？
What is this saying?
就是犯罪以后的人，这个罪就进入世界，所以罪性就变成我们人性的一部分。
That is to say, when man had sinned, sin had entered into the world, and sin had become a part of our nature.
所以人性本善还是人性本恶？
So, do men begin with good or evil?
本恶，还有没有其他答案？人本善或人本恶？
Begin with evil. Are there other answers?
如果看圣经应该是两个都有。
If we look at the Bible, it should be both.
因为人有良心啊。
Because men have conscience.
因为有良心，所以这个十诫的后面六诫，我们都知道对错。
Because of our conscience, we know what is right and wrong with regard to the last set of the commandments.
所以人有善良的一面。
So we have the good side to us.
但是人也有罪性。
But we also have sinful nature.
那这罪性拿不掉。
This sinful nature cannot be taken away.
好像衣服用肥皂怎么洗？肥皂快，衣服快洗破了，那污点还在那里。
Just like we try to wash our clothes with soap, even though we try really hard, almost to the point of breaking the clothes, the dirt may still be there.
所以圣经在描写以色列百姓。
When the Bible described the Israelites,
他说，豹如果能够改变斑点
，It says that if a leopard can change its spot,
古时人能够改变他的皮肤。
If the Ethiopians can change the skin,
那你们就可以改变自己。
Then you can change yourself.
这个表示说，罪性是人没有办法改变的。
This is to say that we cannot change our sinful nature.
所以以色列百姓虽然得过神很多的恩典，
even though the Israelites had received much grace from God,
但是罪性到最后控制他们。
But at the end, their sinful nature controlled them.
所以他们离选择离弃神，
so they chose to depart from God,
去拜偶像，
to worship idols.
所以我们如果看第二章的二十一节，
if we look at chapter 2 verse 21,
请读。
Verse 21, Yet I have planted you a noble vine, a seed of highest quality. How then have you turned before me into the degenerate plant of an alien vine?
如果我们在庭院里面在种葡萄，
If we plant grapes in our yard,
用最好的种子，
we use the highest quality seed.
是上等的葡萄树。
This would be the highest quality vine.
那我们种下去了。
Once we plant,
浇水浇肥，
we water and we fertilize.
等到它结果子要吃的时候，
but when it's time to bear fruit,
那个葡萄又酸又苦。
We find that the grapes are very sour and bitter.
请问诸位会怎么做？
The question is, what would you do?
你用最好的种子种下去。
You already used the best quality seed.
长出来又酸又苦，那怎么做？
But what you get is very sour and bitter grapes.
啊，砍掉。
Chop it down.
哦，我讲很多人会先，哎，是不是土质什么什么 pH 啊，酸性碱性啊，改变一下。
I think some people will look at the soil pH quality.
因为这个品种很好，很贵买的。
Because the actual quality of the seed is very high.
哦，所以先试试看。
So let's try changing the soil.
那试来试去还是苦的。
But even so,
试去啊，这个果子还是酸的苦的。
So even though the seed are sour and bitter.
我们就把这个砍掉了。
And we would just chop it down.
哦，然后再种新的。
And then we replant new ones.
哦，所以以色列百姓在神看起来是好像一个葡萄树。
In the eyes of God, the Israelites are like vine.
啊，谁栽种它
？Who are the ones who planted it?
神栽种它。
It is God.
在神的眼中，它是上等的葡萄树。
In the eyes of God, he is the highest quality vine.
哦，为什么？因为他们是神的选民。
Because they are the chosen ones of God.
就是神的王子。
These are the princes of God.
那神的话、诫命、典章、律例都是他们的。
The word of God, the statutes, all these are theirs.
所以神对他们有很大的期待。
And God had high hope for them.
但是到了耶利米先知那个时代，他结出来的果子，就是他实际生活的表现是苦的。
But at the time of Jeremiah, the fruits that they borewere bitter and sour.
达不到神的期待。
They could not reach the expectation of God.
好的变坏的。
What was good turned bad.
那虽然神用很多的方法，好像肥皂要洗他们。
Even though God used many methods, such as using soap to wash them.
但是到最后还是没有办法改变。
At the end, they still could not change.
用很多的先知传警告，没有办法改变。
God used a lot of prophets to warn them, and they still did not change.
所以到最后不得已啊，神就用最不得已的方法。
So at the end, God had to resort to this.
就是被掳到巴比伦。
Which is that they would be taken captives to Babylon.
所以我们怎么知道我们人有罪性？
So how do we know that we have sinful nature?
那个葡萄树本身你看不出来。
We cannot really see it from the vine plant itself.
但是结的果子就可以吃得出来。
But from the fruits that it bring forth, we can tell.
所以如果我们看我们生活的表现。
When we look at the expression of our life deeds.
我们如果跟别人比，你就不会觉得有什么不好。
If we compare our deeds to others, we may not feel that we're not good.
反而我们觉得说我不错。
We may even feel that we're quite good.
因为我们是跟别人比嘛。
Because we're comparing to others.
但是如果我们对主耶稣的认识越深。
But the more we know about our Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们跟主耶稣的生活来比。
We compare our lives to that of the Lord himself.
我们真的是差太多了。
We are very far apart.
那这个就是我们进步的空间。
This is the room for our improvement.
我们的生活跟主耶稣比的，我们像葡萄树结苦果。
If we compare our lives to that of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are really like the sour and bitter grapes.
所以达不到神的要求。
We cannot reach the expectation from God.
因为我们里面有罪性。
Because we have sinful nature.
所以要怎么办
？So what do we do about it?
有的人就说，我就是没有办法改，我就是这样啊。
Some people say that this is me. There's nothing I can do about it.
我几十年就这样，我没有办法改变啊。
I've been like this for decades. I just cannot change myself.
没有办法改变，这是事实。
This actually is the fact.
但是神已经给我们打开一条可以改变的道路。
But then God opened a way for us to change.
就是主耶稣基督的恩典。
Which is the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
因此靠着主，我们可以改变自己。
Therefore, through our Lord Jesus, we can change ourselves.
生命可以更新。
Our lives can be renewed.
那我们这个坏葡萄可以变成好葡萄。
The bad grapes can turn into good grapes.
那所以现在愿意就现在我们就没有借口我不改变。
Now we don't have any excuse to not change.
因为主耶稣已经给我们一条路。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ has opened a way.
那愿意是问题是我愿意不愿意改变。
The question then is whether we are willing to change or not.
那悔改就是愿意改变的第一步。
to
悔改啊，就是我们愿意改变自己的第一步。
To repent is the first step in the willingness to change.
啊，就是在神面前承认啊，我有很多个性，生活上有很多的不足，主啊，你赦免我。
That is before God, we admit we have shortfalls, and we are willing to ask God to help us.
那这样就是改变的开始。
This is the beginning of changing.
那如果第一步都做不到，那就不会改变了。
If we cannot even do the first step, then we would not change.
我们把自己的个性当作借口，我就是这样，我生来就是这样，我能做什么？
We use our personality as an excuse, saying that this is how I am.
好啊，所以我们可以看到以色列百姓啊，在本质上是有罪性的，难以改变。
We see that the Israelites are sinful in nature.
所以悔改就是要让他们承认自己的罪性，然后来回转向神。
To repent is for them to admit their sinful nature and to return to God.
那另外一个就是，我们看第四章。
Another,
第四章。
Let's refer to chapter 4.
22节
Chapter 4, verse 22.
耶利米书四章的二十二节
Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 22. For my people are foolish, they have not known me. They are silly children, and they have no understanding. They are wise to do evil, but to do good they have no knowledge.
这个地方讲以色列百姓啊，不认识我。
It says here that the people do not know God.
所以他们是愚昧无知的儿女。
Therefore, they are silly and foolish.
这是从神的角度来看。
This is from the perspective of God.
但如果人从人来看。
If we look at it from man's perspective.
但里面有很多头脑很聪明的人。
There are many smart people among them.
所以我们在看事情，你是要从人来看，还是要从神来看？
When we look at things, should we look at it from man's perspective or from God's perspective?
从人来看呢，很多人其实都是很聪明的。
From man's perspective, there are many who are considered smart or wise.
书读得很好，事情做得很好，很有成就。
Some study very well, they do a very good job at their work.
但是从神来看呢
？But from God's perspective,
很可能是像这里讲愚昧无知的儿女。
They might be like what is described here.Are foolish and silly children.
那表现是什么？有智慧行恶，没有知识行善。
What they show is that they are wise to do evil, but to do good they have no knowledge.
因为人有罪性嘛。
Because we have sinful nature.
所以人就想很多的方法，怎么用去犯罪来得利。
So, we would think of many ways, in order to sin.
但是他没有知识来行善。
But then, they have no knowledge to do good.
就对神不认识。
They do not know God.
所以要悔改就是要对神有认识。
To repent then is to know God.
要对神有认识就有一面镜子可以来对照自己。
To know God is to have a mirror to check ourselves.
我们来看雅各书。
Let's turn to James.
雅各书第一章
James chapter 1 Verse 22 and 23 But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. 23 For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man observing his natural face in a mirror.
我们大家会不会很好奇神怎么看我？
Are you curious as to how God views you?
会不会？我是很好奇神怎么看我。
Would you be curious like how God views you?
对。我们大家都很好奇啊，到底主耶稣怎么看我
？We are all curious how our Lord Jesus sees us.
那怎么知道主怎么看我
？How do we know how God views us?
那我读这一节、啊。要怎么知道主耶稣怎么看我
？After reading this verse, do we know how our Lord sees us?
主耶稣给我们一面镜子。
Our Lord gives us a mirror.
我们在镜子里面看到的我就是主耶稣看到的我。
The mirror that we use to see ourselves is really helping us to see how our Lord sees us.
那这个镜子是什么？
What is this mirror?
就是道理。
It's a sword.
道理。
The word.
所以二十三节说，听道就是像对着镜子看自己。
Verse 23 says, the hearer of the word is like a man observing in a mirror.
对神的道认识很深的时候，
when we know the word of God deeply,
特别加上圣灵的感动，
especially with the movement of the Holy Spirit.
因为这个神的道会好像圣灵感动的时候好像把剑砸到我们内心的最深处。
Because the word of God with the movement of the Holy Spirit is like a sword that pierces into the deepest of our heart.
那人看不见的那些做人做事的动机那个罪全部都跑出来。
That even those deep intents and desire of the heart which cannot be seen by man all pour forth.
那人才会悔改。
That's when men know to repent.
所以缺乏这一面镜子或者缺乏圣灵的工作人就很难悔改。
So without this mirror and without the movement of the Holy Spirit, it is difficult for men to repent.
但是站在认识神的知识上，我们就发现我们人真的是我们的意都是污秽的。
Standing on the knowledge of God, we all recognize that we are filthy.
我们是蒙恩的罪人。
We are really the sinners who had been graced with salvation.
我们会常常觉得好像我们都是很好。
We often feel that we're good.
这是因为我们对神不认识。
This is because we do not yet know God.
所以圣经里面其实讲我们里面毫无良善。
The Bible says that we do not have any goodness in us.
罪性控制我们。
The heart is controlled by sinful desire.
那这样我们了解自己的本质有问题。
Once we recognize that our nature is problematic.
那我们人就开始想要亲近神来悔改。
And we feel the need to draw closer to God and to repent.
我们现在再回来看耶利米书的第二章。
Let's turn back to Jeremiah chapter 2.
要了解我们到底跟神的关系有什么问题。
In order to understand what problem there is to our relationship with God.
如果我们回到第二章。
If we turn back to chapter 2.
要从我们跟我们有没有要悔改的地方，就是要去了解我们跟神的关系好不好。
We need to look at whether we are willing to repent or not in the context of our relationship with God.
跟神的关系不好就是要悔改。
When we don't have a good relationship with God, that means we need to repent.
跟神的关系好就是好。
When we have good relationship with God, then it is good.
那为什么这样讲呢？
Why do we say that?
我们现在回来看第二章。
Let's turn back to chapter 2.
第二节。
Verse 2.
请读。
Verse 2. Go and cry in the hearing of Jerusalem, saying, Thus says the Lord, I remember you, the kindness of your youth, the love of your betrothal, when you went after me in the wilderness, in a land not sown.
第三节。
3. Israel was holiness to the Lord, the first fruits of his increase. All that devour him will offend. Disaster will come upon them, says the Lord.
在这个地方用婚姻来描写神跟人的关系。
Here it uses marriage to describe the relationship between God and man.
那我们就知道其实结婚久了这个丈夫跟太太有时候不需要讲话都知道他在想什么。
We know that after a long marriage, the husband and wife can actually understand each other without words.
在看他的言语的肢体的动作肢体的言语我们就知道他是高兴他是不高兴。
They look at their facial expression or bodily movement, and they can already tell whether the person is happy or not.
但是有时候我们跟神的关系我们自己也不知道到底好不好。
Sometimes we don't know how our relationship with God is.
对，跟神的关系好像很迟钝。
It seems that it's very slow.
那为什么跟配偶的关系很敏感，跟神的关系很迟钝？
Why is it that our relationship with our spouse is very sensitive, but that with God is very slow?
这个基本原因就是因为跟神的关系不好，才会很迟钝。
The basic problem is that our relationship with God is not good. That's why it's so slow.
如果我们跟神的关系很好，
if we have a good relationship with God,
好像刚刚结婚这个夫妻非常的恩爱。
Just like a newlywed couple who are very loving toward each other.
那你现在一发现这个关系开始有问题，马上可以发现这出来。
And whenever there is a problem in the marriage, you will realize it right away.
所以对神的关系没有感受，其实那个本身就讲这个关系不好。
If we do not have feeling for our relationship with God, that is already saying we do not have a good relationship.
有没有例子？
Are there examples?
当然有。
Of course.
诗篇诗篇的五十一篇呢，在讲大卫的悔改。
Psalm 51 talks about the repentance of David.
那圣经里面在提到大卫跟神的关系是非常的亲密。
The Bible described the relationship between God and David as a very close one.
大卫是一个合神心意的人。
David was a man after God's heart.
所以神喜欢他。
So God was pleased with him.
神也用很多的意念充满在他心里面。
And God also filled many of his thoughts in him.
神也感动他，与他同在。
God moved him and abided with him.
那当他犯罪后，神一离开他。
When he sinned and God left him,
那他就有感觉了。
He felt something.
我们看诗篇的五十一篇。
Let's refer to Psalm 51.
第八节。
Verse 8. Make me hear joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice.
这里经文说，使我听欢喜快乐的声音。
It says here, make me hear joy and gladness.
然后再看十一节。
Let's also read verse 11. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me.
这个第八节就这样，当神同在的时候会很快乐，很喜乐。
Verse 8 is saying that when we have the abundance of God, we feel joy and gladness.
但神一离开以后，那个喜乐就没有了。
But when God leaves us, that joy is gone.
那罪在他里面好像压伤了他。
And sins are suppressing and oppressing us inside.
那十一节啊。
Verse 11.
不要使我离开你的面。
Do not cast me away from your presence.
所以还没有犯罪以前，常常觉得神好像就在他面前。
Before sinning, he would feel that God was before him.
那犯了罪以后，好像神很遥远，不晓得在哪里。
But after sinning, he felt that God was really far away, as if he could not find him.
那下面说，不要从我收回你的圣灵。
It also said, do not take your Holy Spirit from me.
没有犯罪以前，神的灵常常感动他。
Before sinning, the Spirit of God moved him often.
那一犯罪以后，这个圣灵不感动他了。
After sinning, the Holy Spirit would not move him anymore.
所以没有意念也没有了，感动也没有了，平安也没有了，喜乐也没有了。
So the thoughts, the movement, the joy, all these are gone.
因为他过去跟神关系很好。
This is because he used to have a good relationship with God.
那现在神离开他，他马上感觉得到。
When God departed him at this point, he immediately felt it.
所以在耶利米书第二章里面谈到以色列百姓跟神的关系好像婚姻的爱。
Jeremiah chapter 2 described the relationship with God as one of marriage.
神很爱他们。
God loved them.
所以当他们离开神，神感受得到。
When God left them, they could feel it.
而且神很有嫉妒，神会再发怒。
And actually, God was jealous.
但是因为他们很久以前就离开神。
But they had left God for a long time.
从心里面离开神。
They had left God from their heart.
渐渐演变到外面的行为。
Then it exhibited in their actions.
所以因为跟神的关系不好，所以他对神就没有感觉。
Because their relationship with God is not good, they do not have any feeling toward God.
所以今天我们要悔改什么？
Today, what do we need to repent of?
我们要悔改我们跟神的关系不够好。
We need to repent for the fact that our relationship with God is not that good.
那我怎么知道不够好呢？
How do we know that it's not that good?
对神没有感觉，就好像丈夫跟太太彼此没有感觉，那这个婚姻就有问题。
We do not feel anything towards God, just like how when a couple cannot feel anything toward each other, there's something wrong.
那这就是我们要进步的空间。
This is the room for improvement.
所以我们来到这边呢，就是要改变我们跟神的关系。
We come here to change our relationship with God.
让我们关系能够复合。
so that our relationship can be mended.
好，我们再回来看第二章。
Let's turn back to chapter two.
好，第二章从第四节开始。
Beginning with verse 4 in chapter 2.
再提到以色列百姓神怎么照顾他们。
It talks about how God look after the Israelites.
第六节带领他们经过旷野。
Verse 6, he led them through the wilderness.
那第七节进到肥美之地。
Verse 7, he led them into a bountiful land.
让他在里面吃其中的果子，享受丰盛的生命。
To eat of its fruit and its goodness, and to have abundant life.
但是我们看到第八节的后面。
But let's look at what it says in verse 8, the latter half.
做先知借巴力说预言，随从虚无的神，所以他们就离开了神。
The prophets prophesied by Baal and walk after things that do not profit, so they departed from God.
离开神在神看起来就好像在行淫乱。
Departing from God is like committing sexual or adultery.
这是属灵的淫乱。
This is really sexual immorality.
我们看第三章。
Let's look at verse 3, chapter 3.
耶利米书的第三章。
Chapter
3. 第一节。
Verse 1. They say, if a man divorces his wife and she goes from him and becomes another man's, may he return to her again. Would not that, that land be greatly polluted? But you have played the harlot with many lovers. Yet return to me, says the Lord.
这个地方神在讲人若休妻，妻子离他而去，做别人妻子，前夫岂能再收回他呢？因为他已经犯奸淫了。
If a man divorces his wife and she goes from him and become another man's, may he return to her again.
他这个要讲什么？
What is it saying here?
下面。
Let's continue to read.
但你们和许多亲爱的行邪淫。
But you have played the harlot with many lovers.
还可以归向我。
Yet return to me.
所以有时候这个婚姻的关系如果配偶犯奸淫了，有的时候丈夫或太太没有办法忍受，就把他踢走了。
Sometimes in a marriage, when there is an adultery, then the husband or wife could not take it anymore and end the relationship.
因为这里面有嫉妒在里面。
Because there is really envies and jealousy.
那嫉妒好不好？
Is that really good?
请问嫉妒好不好？
Let's answer that question whether jealousy is good.
嫉妒是恶还是嫉妒是善？
Is jealousy good or evil?
看怎么用。
Let's look at how we use it.
圣经里面讲嫉妒有两种。
The Bible talks about two types of jealousy.
第一个它是肉体的情欲，加拉太书第五章，这个要用圣灵充满把它克服。
In Galatians chapter 5, it talks about the jealousy from the bodily desire, and this has to be overcome with the Holy Spirit.
比方说看到别人比我们好，别人的孩子比我们有成就心里酸溜溜的，这个嫉妒，这不好。
For example, we see that others are better than us, or others' children are better than our children. We feel jealousy. This is not good.
那这个嫉妒会像火在烧。
This jealousy will burn like fire.
当大卫跟扫罗从战场回来。
When David and Saul came back from the battlefield,
这些妇女就歌唱大卫杀死万万，扫罗杀死千千。
There were women who sang that Saul had killed thousands, but David had killed tens of thousands.
那扫罗充满着嫉妒，好像火在烧，从那一天开始就要杀大卫。
Saul was filled with jealousy, like fire, and from that day on, he wanted to kill David.
所以这个嫉妒是不好的。
This kind of jealousy is not good.
但是圣经里面又描写神是忌邪的神。
But the Bible also says that God is a jealous God.
那个英文就同一个字神是嫉妒的神。
So in English it uses that, but it really means that God detests evil.
那如果神是好的，为什么神会嫉妒呢？
So if God is a good God, why would he be called a jealous God?
因为这是在婚姻上的存在。
This is really in the matter of a marriage.
所以婚姻里面的嫉妒是好的。
So within a marriage, jealousy is good.
因为这要保存婚姻一对一的关系。
This is so that the marriage can be preserved between the one and one.
所以嫉妒没有办法让第三者存在婚姻里面。
Jealousy will prevent a third party from entering into it.
所以我们跟神的关系，我们没有办法容忍第三者，神没有办法容忍第三者存在。
Our relationship with God should preclude anyone else from joining in.
所以耶利米书第三章在提到神的大爱。
In Jeremiah chapter 3, it described about the great love of God.
虽然以色列百姓行淫。
Even though the Israelites had played harlot,
那惹起神的嫉妒跟愤恨。
And they had brought about the jealousy of God and his anger.
神还是希望把他接回来。
Yet God wanted them to return to him.
让我们看第二节经读。
Let's read verse 2. Lift up your eyes to the desolate heights and see, where have you not lain with men?
23.
By the road you have set for them, like an apron in the wilderness, and you have polluted the land with your harlotries and your wickedness. 3. Therefore the showers have been withheld, and there has been no latter rain. You have had a harlot's forehead, you refuse to be ashamed.
这里说你们行淫邪恶，玷污的全地。
It says here that you have committed harlotry and polluted all lands.
这不是指的肉体的淫乱。
This is not referring to the sexual sin in the physical body.
这是指的宗教信仰的淫乱。
It is talking about harlotry in the sense of religion.
就是宗教信仰对神不忠，有第三者进入去。
That is, they are not loyal towards God and allow for another to enter in.
那到底在讲什么？
So what is it really saying?
我们来看第三章。
Let's read chapter 3.
第六节。
Verse 6. The Lord said also to me, in the days of Josiah the king, have you seen what backsliding Israel has done? She has gone up on every high mountain and under every green tree, and there played the harlot.
这里说以色列百姓在各干山各青翠树下行淫。
It says here that the Israelites had gone up to every mountain and under every green tree to play harlot.
当然这不是肉体上的，如果肉体上行淫，怎么会跑到山上去呢？在树下呢？
Of course, this is not referring to the physical sense, because if that's the case, why would they go to high mountain or under green tree to do so?
这就是指着他们在拜偶像。
This is talking about them worshiping idols.
所以在神看起来，这个叫行淫。
Therefore, in the eyes of God, this is harlotry.
那这个罪就沾染那个地。
And the sin had polluted the land.
所以我们要悔改什么？
What do we need to repent of?
我们要悔改就是我们跟神的关系有没有第三者介进来。
What we need to repent about is whether we have a third party in our relationship with God.
那第三者是什么？
Who is a third party?
我们跟神之间的第三者是什么？
Who is a third party between God and us?
拜偶像，如果拜偶像，我们都没有吧。
I believe we don't worship idols among us here.
世俗的事，可不可以找一节圣经去
？Worldly affairs. Can we find a verse?
在哪里？雅各书找找看啊。
In James
第四章，请读。
Chapter 4.
第四节。
Verse 4. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God?Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God.
那第五节。
Verse 5. Or do you think that the scripture says in vain, the spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously?
这里说神是住在我们里面的灵是爱到会嫉妒的。
It says here that the spirit of God who dwells in us will love us to the point of jealousy.
圣灵住在我们里面这个神的爱到会嫉妒的。
The Holy Spirit that dwells in us will actually yearn jealousy out of love.
所以我们的心如果跑到世界跟世俗为友，这个圣灵会忧伤。
If our heart goes and befriend with the world, this will actually concern the Holy Spirit.
那这个忧伤到到一个程度，圣灵就走了。
It will make the Holy Spirit be so concerned to the point of leaving us.
所以与世俗为友，就是与神为敌。
So friendship with the world is enmity with God.
所以我们跟神的关系被什么影响？世俗。
Our relationship with God can be affected by the things of the world.
那这样就很多可以检讨。
There are many ways we can reflect.
为什么我没有犯罪，但是好像祷告也没有感觉？
Why is it that I have not sinned, but I do not feel anything in my prayers?
很可能我们生活很世俗化。
It is possible that we are very worldly in the way we live.
我们的心的这个价值观、成功的观念都是世俗化。
Our value,our sense of success can be very worldly.
那因为世俗化，所以这个圣洁的神圣的就不会进到俗的心里面。
Because we are worldly, the Holy God will not enter into our hearts.
那心灵就没有感觉。
Then we would not feel anything in our hearts.
那什么叫做世俗？
What is worldly?
有没有再翻一段？
Can we find another verse?
什么叫世界的事？
What are things that are considered of this world?
约翰一书
First John.
第二章
Chapter 2.
十五节
Verse 15.
一直到十七节经里头
To verse 17. Verse 15, do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. 16, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. 17, and the world is passing away, and the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever.
当我们在读这个耶利米书不是只是说知识上去了解几千年前那个时代发生什么事情这样而已。
When we read Jeremiah, it's not just about understanding the facts of what happened several thousand years ago.
我们要了解就是几千年前发生那个事情，今天对我有什么意义？
What we need to really know is the meaning of what happened those thousands of years ago to us today.
以色列人的心离开神跑到 偶像去。
The hearts of the Israelites returned to idols.
就犯了邪淫属灵上。
They had committed spiritual harlotry.
这是神不能接受的，这是恶的。
This is something that God could not accept because this is evil.
那今天那个信仰的第三者就是世俗。
Today, the third party in our spirituality is worldliness.
所以十五节人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面。
Verse 15 says, if anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
所以世界跟神是不能同时存在的。
The world and the Father cannot be together.
所以主耶稣说，你们不属世界。
Our Lord Jesus said, you do not belong to the world.
你要住在世界。
You live in the world.
但是你不属世界。
But you do not belong to it.
世界是属魔鬼的。
The world belongs to Satan.
那你是属神的。
You belong to God.
但是你不要离开世界。
But you should not leave the world.
那住在世界又不要贪爱世界，困难在这里。
To live in the world and yet we do not love the world, this is where the difficulty lies.
那就是要常常把我们新的这个焦点要从世界转回来向神啊。
This requires us to constantly focus our heart from the world to God.
那这样我们跟神的关系才会正常。
Then our relationship with God will be normal.
那世界的事是什么？
What are the things of the world?
我们看十六节。
Verse 16.
说世界的事是三样。
There are three things in the world.
肉体的情欲。
The lust of the flesh,
眼目的情欲,
the lust of the eyes,
还有今生的骄傲,
and the pride of life.
那这不是从神来的,
this is not of the Father.
这是世界来的,
this is of the world.
所以魔鬼就借着这些事情, 要引导我们离开神。
Through these things, Satan mislead us from God.
我们的心啊，开始进到这三件事情啊，我们跟神的关系就越来越疏远，神就非常的嫉妒。
When our hearts enter into these things, we leave God and God will become jealous.
这个就是我们要悔改的。
This is what we need to repent of.
那这里都强调同一个话，叫做情欲。
It emphasizes here the word lust.
什么是情欲？
What is lust?
超过道理范围的欲望就是情欲。
What is beyond the boundary of truth is lust.
所以要先认识道理，才知道什么叫情欲。
So we first need to understand what is truth in order to know what is lust.
那不认识道理，就把情欲当作爱。
If we do not know what truth is, we think of lust as love.
那认识道理，情爱是爱，情欲是情欲，那个界限就是道理。
When we know the truth, we will know what is love and what is lust, and that boundary is the truth.
所以这里讲眼目的情欲。
So it says here the lust of the eyes.
什么都可以看，但是超过道理的不能看。
We can see everything except what is beyond the boundary of the truth.
神创造世界非常美丽。
God created the world to be very beautiful.
但是有一些不可以看，那个是情欲。
Things that cannot be seen.
那今生的骄傲。
The pride of life.
神给我们很多的恩典。
God gives us many blessings.
那如果用那个来爱神爱人，感谢主。
If we use these blessings to love God and to love men, then thank God.
但是如果用那个来表现个人的虚荣。
But if we use these blessings show off,
那这个就是情欲。
Then this is actually lust.
就今生的骄傲。
That is the pride of life.
肉体的情欲。
The lust of the body, of flesh.
当大了要结婚，这个是神设立婚姻给人的一种恩典。
When we grow up, we need to be married, and this is really a grace from God.
但是在婚姻之外的欲望，这个就是情欲。
But the desire outside of our marriage, this is lust.
这就是罪。
This is sin.
这会影响我们跟神的关系。
This will affect our relationship with God.
所以这个世界真的是很难守道。
In this world, it is very difficult to hold on to the word.
所以我们要求神帮助我们。
We need to pray to God to help us.
回转，回头。
To return and to come to repent.
把我们内心这个不好的拆毁拔出。
To pull out what is not good in our heart.
那好的进去。
What is good we put inside.
我们跟神的关系就正常。
Then our relationship with God will be a good and normal.
一起祷告。
Let's pray in silence.